Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm Janice Mary, and I'm a psychotherapist, and I had an amazing experience connecting to my soul. And since that experience, I have been trying to share all the wisdom that I receive in hopes that it sparks a memory within you so that you connect more and more to your soul and not your ego. Today is July 21st. I taped a little this morning and I'm taping again. It's brutally hot here on Long Island, so taping is a good thing to do when there really isn't too much you want to do. This is my office. This is where I see clients. I also do a lot of readings now in my office, so my practice has really changed. Not only do I do guided psychotherapy, I also do soul readings. I call them soul readings only because I have this connection with my soul. And so I generally try to help people by tapping into my soul energy to see, you know, what is it that you need to hear the most and what will help people the most. So I love doing readings because a lot of times, you know, I just get information from guides, spirits, angels, from your soul. That are just really fascinating and really help people to, you know, to work on themselves and have a good life. So, you know, I'm really, really enjoying doing the readings more and more. And, you know, it's a gift. It's a gift from my soul. And when you connect to your soul, you'll be able to do that for people too. And it's funny, though, you know, I can't do it for myself. So a lot of times I'll have to get a reading from, you know, psychics or mediums that I know, because I can't do myself. So that's why it's really, it's good to sometimes get a reading. It's fun and it's really exciting. You can connect to your soul to do a lot of things, but readings tend to be like a little bit different. So, you know, just, you know, if you're interested in ever getting a reading with someone, I would highly recommend it. I think it's fun. It's magical. And tells you a lot about yourself in a different perspective, from the soul perspective, from angels and, you know, guides and anybody that likes to weigh into your life to help you. You know, everybody in spirit is so supportive and always wants to help us and never wants to hurt us or say things to us that are harsh or unkind. You know, if you're ever getting a reading and it's harsh or unkind, that's the reader's ego. That's not spirit. Spirit has nothing but what kind, loving things to say to people. So just remember that. So today I want to talk about habits. You know, that was a post that I did a couple of days ago that I'll just read a little bit to you about. And on the post, on the picture, it says, "The soul intervention is always loving and supportive." And that's why I say that about readings. You know, readings should be loving and supportive, because when you tap into, you know, that soul energy, when you tap into spirit energy, it should be nothing but love and kindness. You know, if we're not tapping into that soul energy, if we're just tapping into more of like a psychic energy, then maybe we're a little bit in our ego. So you would just have to be careful with that. I would just recommend people, you know, stay in the soul energy so the messages that you give are always loving, kind, and helpful. So with habits, I wrote, I'll just read the first paragraph and we'll talk about it. We all have what we call bad habits that bring consequences to us, overdoing it in the areas of drinking, drugs, food, etc. The ego is brutal on us for the style of coping, as is the world. The ego's intervention, being harsh and mean towards the self, is not helpful. Yet many listen to this harsh criticism and feel terrible about themselves. So I do work with a lot of people that have addictions, and I have my own habits that drive me crazy, and I'm not a perfect person. And the soul energy really, really helps with that, because habits are really just a way that we deal with our thoughts, which cause us our pain. So if we're feeling really, you know, critical of ourselves, of our lives, you know, that's going to trigger feelings in you that are going to be hard to manage. You know, and those feelings just make us feel so bad that what we do is that we medicate, and we medicate through drinking, drugs, alcohol, you know, working too much, you know, whatever our choice is to medicate, that's what we do. And, you know, it's really painful for us, because then we get mad at the fact that we're medicating, which is, you know, if we think about it, it's kind of funny because here we misperceive ourselves all the time. We give ourselves a really, really hard time about our lives. We're always judging ourselves. We're always criticizing ourselves. And we're always making ourselves feel bad. And then we have a need to medicate and we wonder why. You know, I mean, it is logical that we're going to, if we're in our ego too much, that we're going to have a hard time. We're going to need to medicate. So I always look at my bad habits. Like I tend to eat too much sugar. I love jelly beans and candy. I just love all that stuff. And generally, most of the time, I can handle eating in small portions. But I do notice, I mean, I was just talking to a friend, my friend Abby, about this yesterday in the car. When we're stressed, it's like there's no controlling that habit. I could eat a whole box of candy all by myself. And you know, in the past, I used to really beat up myself. The next day, I would wake up and just relentlessly be, you're terrible, you have no self-control, what's wrong with you, and just give myself a really, really hard time. And I see my clients doing the same thing. It's like for what their bad habits are. And now, with going into the soul energy, I can see that it's really coming from the fact that I got stuck in my ego, my thoughts were taking off, scaring me, and producing all these feelings in me that I was not even so aware until the behavior of eating kind of compulsively kicked in. So it's just another learning. And this is what the soul says. You're just learning. You know, you're learning more about yourself. You're learning that sometimes your thoughts and feelings are a little unconscious. And so if you catch yourself doing those behaviors or those habits, you know, you're medicating thoughts and feelings that you're detached from or that you don't want to look at, you know, or that are scaring you so much that you don't want to look at, or you're pretending that they don't scare you when they really scare you. All of which is all good information, you know, and we're human, you know, and we're not perfect, and we do get scared, and we do freak ourselves out. So it's logical that when all that gets triggered, that there's going to be a need to medicate in some way, shape, or form. So whatever way you medicate, and we all do it, you know, I'll say to my clients, I do it too. We all medicate to some degree. You know, whatever your style of medicating is, we all tend to do it. Whatever your way is to have a lot of compassion for yourself about it and to ask the soul energy to help you to move out of beating yourself up about it. Because in the past, you know, if I was out of control with eating or food, I just beat up myself so relentlessly that it could ruin a week. It could ruin days, you know, and now it does not have that effect on me. It's like a new day, new moment. Obviously, I'm stressed. Something's going on, and I have a lot going on in my life. There's a lot going on, and mostly really great things because I feel like my soul has guided me to wonderful, wonderful things. But then there's also things that in my life that are completely out of my control, things that are happening that I don't know the answers to, and freak me out a little bit. So I think that's just very, very normal. And that's why we have this soul energy within us. So the more that we connect to this energy, the more we can feel this comfort and support. And so anytime all this starts happening, it's my sign to, you know, meditate or to go within a little bit more or to check in with my soul, like what's happening here. And my soul will come back to me in a very gentle, loving way. And first saying, it's okay. It's okay. You know, leave yourself alone. Let yourself be you. And if this is what you need to do right now, that's fine. If you want to look at it a little bit, let's look at maybe some of the thoughts that you've been having and some of the feelings that it's producing that you need to medicate it from. And that's super, super helpful because there's no judgment in that. It's just more curiosity because from the soul's point of view, it doesn't matter. You know, the soul's okay with the way that we medicate. We're not okay with it. The world isn't okay with it. You know, we're supposed to be perfect. We're not supposed to be, you know, have any extra weight on us. We're not supposed to get out of control with drinking or drugs. And you know, rightly so, the drinking and the drugs and some of the other ways of coping can cause such bad consequences that gives us pause. But for most of us, the way that we medicate is pretty minimal. You know, it's just more annoying than anything. So going into the soul energy so that you don't ruin your day is very, very helpful. So even though you might not be perfect and our lives aren't perfect, your inner state gets better when you connect to the soul energy. So even if behaviors aren't changing and life circumstances aren't changing, how you feel inside begins to change. And that's magical, you know. So, I mean, that is a relief. So going from beating myself up from not being perfect to embracing this imperfection and understanding it and trying to learn from it is such a big switch. And that's why the soul intervention is always, always, always loving, kind, and supportive. It's never going to judge you. It's never going to say, you can't do it. The soul will stand by and support you and say, if you need to do this, go ahead and do it. But, you know, it's okay. And the better you feel about yourself and the more you look at these thoughts and feelings that are scaring you so much, you know, probably you're not going to need to medicate as much. So it all kind of works hand in hand. The more you're in the soul energy, the more you feel better, the less you medicate. And the less there's a need to medicate. So that's another real motivation for seeking within this energy instead of seeking outside again. Because the things outside of us, we can keep trying to take in, but it's not really helping our internal state. It's making us worse. So if you're upset and, you know, you're eating or you're drinking, you know, that help may help for a little bit. But in the long run, it doesn't help us very much and it doesn't help for long. So, you know, going back into the soul energy is really the way to go and really will heal you. But it takes time. It takes time to have your soul help you with these beliefs and these fears and these anxieties. And as they get soothed, you know, then that medicating behavior will stop. But during that process, there is a tendency to beat yourself up. It's like, well, now that I'm in the soul energy, this should all be gone. And, you know, I especially wrestled with that because as a teacher, as a therapist, well, I should have this down pat by now. And I don't. But that is life. You know, I don't think anybody does. And that's how we continue to grow and learn spiritually. So if I'm working with this energy, it's going to change my life, modify it, and help it. But it's not going to make me a perfect person, you know, and I'm not going to have perfect reactions and perfect thoughts. And, you know, that won't happen. So my soul is constantly reassuring me that you are perfect in your imperfections. So don't worry about it. Just let yourself be you. And if you're doing something or engaging behaviors you don't like, first accept it and give yourself a lot of love and support, because it's almost like a little bit of a cry for help. You know, if you're acting in a way you don't like, it's a cry for help. And, you know, people that get caught up in the cycle of drugs and alcohol, I mean, it is probably the hardest, most challenging way for a soul to grow. But the people that have drug and alcohol problems have chosen that way to grow. And it's so, so challenging for them. But they will make the most growth, you know, if they can overcome that even a little bit. You know, even a little bit, you know, as they get insight, you know, as if they drink a drug and then relapse, the insight and the growth that happens with these souls is amazing. So again, the soul perspective is very different. It's not judgmental. It's more like, wow, that soul chose a path that's very intense and very difficult to overcome, you know, to overcome. So as that soul grows and learns, even if it doesn't look like so much growth here to us, they are really growing and learning. And so am I, and so are you. It's just so much, so much easier to go back into this energy and ask for its help, because then you get the insight and you get the knowledge, you get the wisdom for you. You know, I try to generalize the wisdom that I get so that it can apply to other people. But when you connect to your own soul energy, you're going to get the wisdom and the direction that's perfect for you. That's really perfect for you. So the bad habits that you have will start to subside and start to get a little bit better. And if they don't ever subside or get better, you know, the soul loves us anyway, you know. So it doesn't matter. It's like you can be as perfect as you want to be, but the soul's love is always the same. Soul loves you no matter what you're doing. So, you know, we're the ones that get kind of hung up on this perfection, that we have to be so perfect and we have to look a certain way and be in control. And the soul's kind of more like, you know, I love you no matter what. Be a mess, you know, do whatever you need to do. It's fine, you know. And that's a very refreshing perspective, you know. It's not a strict perspective. It's not an authoritative perspective. It's a very loving, kind, supportive perspective that you get from that person that just loves you dearly, you know. So it's very, very helpful to feel that, you know, when we're faced with the ego so much of our day, you know, when the ego is bombarding us with all this crap that it talks to us. You know, I tell my clients a lot of times, you know, the ego just talks a bunch of shit about you. And it's just not true. Half of the things that the ego says is not true. It may be understandable from an ego's perspective, but it's just really, really not true about you. And try to consult this other energy that lives within you. It's like, you know, having two bosses, one that's loving and kind and having one that's brutal and harsh. You know, go to the loving and kind boss. Let go of the ego. So get out of your mind and go back within and feel the energy that's in your body. You know, you can feel this energy in your body. Just take time, look at your hand and feel the, look into your hand and feel the energy and feel it go up and down your hand. That's the energy, that's your spirit, and it's in that energy that you're going to hear, feel, and see things that are magical and safe, and there's nothing bad there, and it's just filled, it's like filled with all this wisdom and all this love for you. So keep going within to that energy so that you can feel that for yourself. It's really, really helpful. And it will really help you with your bad habit of thinking and then the feelings that it kicks off in you and what it does to you. So let me just read the rest of this post and we'll talk about that. Hopefully you have been guided to a therapist, a program, or some form of intervention that is loving and supportive. There are two methods of treatment, the egos and the soul. The soul helps you to understand that addictions come from beliefs that are painful and scare us so much that we need to fill ourselves up to avoid this pain and thought. Once we become aware that this is not our thinking and we try to avoid these feelings that lie closely connected to these thoughts, we can begin to make some change. However, it may still take some time to let go. The time it takes to heal some beliefs is understood by the soul, but is often criticized by the ego, which I was talking about before. The soul energy has infinite patience because it doesn't judge any actions you take. It understands why, left alone in this world, you have come to the wrong, hurtful conclusions about yourself. These conclusions are what we medicate. Throw your hands up when it comes to bad habits. Let your soul guide you to the health and well-being, taking each step in love and not judgment. The soul helps soothe our thoughts, changing our beliefs, and naturally in our own time, change happens. There is never any failure for who you are or what you do, only learning through each life experience and in each experience, the soul loves us more, not less. The soul supports us and guides us to the path of happiness. When harshness from the ego takes over for the 100th time, keep holding it back, handing it back to the soul for a new take on you. Know, when you feel bad, there is a place within that treats you the way you've always dreamed of being treated. And reach for this voice in peace and love and come to your beautiful home. Here, habits that we don't like have a chance to lovingly fade away. And again, you know, if you're in the middle of dealing with bad habits that you really don't like and they're not fading as fast, go back into the soul energy and ask for help with that, because you're going to lose patience with yourself and you're going to get mad at yourself. You know, you're just going to be like, oh God, another night. I had a bad night of eating. That's terrible, you know? And You know, you don't want to do that to yourself. You just want, you want to go into the soul energy so you can feel that kindness and tenderness and caring towards you. If you do happen to have eating issues, I would highly, highly recommend Jeannie Roth's books. She has a great book called Bite, 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 and it really talks about, you know, she's got a few guidelines on eating, and if you keep these guidelines in your mind, you know, it will really help you with, if you have the disordered eating, which I think most of us do. And she doesn't believe in diets. She's very funny, and she really makes you laugh. She's a great teacher, and she'll say for every diet, there's an equal and opposite binge, which I completely believe, because the more I have deprived myself of my eating, the worse it got. So when you just embrace eating with, you know, I get to eat whatever I want to eat, what does my body feel like? It really, really helps. So I would really recommend reading anything that she's written. Her books are wonderful. And she's also very spiritual. So she's, you know, she's very guided. So I feel like she has very powerful messages. But even as you're working through these issues, you really do have to take it easy on yourself. Because if you have an eating disorder and, you know, you're not making progress, and then you beat yourself up, it's kind of like a catch-22. So it's really learning how to be very, very gentle with yourself is really what helps then cut back on those thoughts and feelings that are triggering the eating disorder. So it's really helpful, and, you know, I would highly recommend it, her books. And then I would recommend, if you're having habits that are driving you crazy, to seek a therapist that maybe is more spiritually aware, that could help you to feel better about yourself by reminding you that you're being too hard on yourself, that you deserve kindness, love, and compassion. And then as your inner state changes, as you feel this energy within you, then you just soften up on who you are, and you allow yourself to be who you are, the more authentic you, and not the you that you think you should be, the you that the ego keeps telling you that you should be. That stops happening. So the kind of rule of thumb for therapists or programs or books is that if it makes you feel better, then it's good for you. If it's making you feel worse, it's not good for you. So if you're with a therapist that when you leave, you do not feel good about yourself, or you do not feel better, then that is not the right therapist for you. You know, if you, you know, go get readings, and the reader is very harsh and blunt, and you don't like what they're saying, that's not a good reader for you. You know, sometimes we want people to be harsh with us. Sometimes we want them to be blunt with us because we're used to it. We're used to the ego beating us up. So when we get a therapist that's a little harsh with us, that could feel like, oh, that's the way it should be. And it really isn't. You know, we really have to get used to being treated in a much, much more loving way. And the only way that we get used to being treated that way is by going into this energy, because the ego is too brutal. It's just too brutal on us, and will continue to cause bad habits to get worse and out of control. And, you know, and that's not your fault. It's nobody's fault. You know, we all come to this realization that we're spiritual beings in our own time. And if you're listening to this, if you're watching this, then you're coming to that conclusion yourself. So I congratulate you, because it's so much better to have a blended life with the ego and spirit. It helps us so, so much. It gives us a much more calmer inner state. It reduces anxiety and depression, and does reduce our bad habits, and just allows us to enjoy the moments of our lives. You know, if you decide to go to the beach today and you're upset at yourself because of the way you ate yesterday, what is your beach day going to look like today? It's not going to be so good. And because you're so upset with yourself, you might then need more food or more drinking or drugs to medicate those feelings again. So then you just do it again and again. And so you can see how it is a catch-22. So if today is really a new day and you let yesterday go, whatever happened, whatever you did, and you ask your soul to just help you to stay in the moment, then there's less of a need to medicate for today. And that will help. So that will help lessen that need to medicate at least half. And if it doesn't, and if the medicating starts in again and you feel like, oh, you know, I wasn't even thinking of anything, then your thoughts and your feelings are a little unconscious, which means that you have to dig a little bit deeper, that you might be a little bit more afraid than you realize, and you might be having thoughts that are lingering, because that's really where it comes from. So it will give us this feeling of like, I don't know why I don't really feel so good today, but I don't feel so good. So again, if you meditate for a little bit and ask your soul, can you help me? Like, what's going on? You know, why am I feeling bad about myself today? And to sit in that energy of love, you know, when you're not feeling good. It's almost like, you know, when we're sick, we'll take an aspirin, we'll take a Tylenol. So when we're sick emotionally, if we take some advice from the soul, you know, if we let ourselves bask in the soul energy, that is really the best medication for us. You know, it's the best medication for our body, and it's the best medication to help us handle the ego. So I would highly recommend it. So if you had a bad day yesterday and you're beating yourself up today over what happened yesterday, or you're afraid that tomorrow you're just going to continue to smoke cigarettes or vaping or whatever it is that you can't stop doing, let yourself bask in the soul energy, because when you're in that, you realize you'll have a knowing of your perfection and your goodness. And in that knowing, there's no bad thought, so it cuts it back. But it does take a while. You know, it does take a little bit. It's sort of like letting in a new philosophy, or, you know, it takes some time to really realize I'm going to really work on turning to my soul. I'm not going to listen to this ego voice that much. And that takes a little bit of time to get used to doing. And I would just make it your habit. You know, A Course in Miracles would say, you know, when you're upset or you're having a hard time, you know, ask the Holy Spirit or ask God for another take on it. So if you don't resonate with God or Holy Spirit, you know, ask your soul energy, your spirit energy. If that doesn't resonate with you, ask your angels, you know, ask people in spirit that you're connected to help you, to have a different take on you and a different take on the situation. And like in this post says, you almost have to get to the point where you're throwing your hands up. It's like you almost have to get to that point where if it's disordered eating, you know, I'm so sick of dieting. I'm so sick of depriving myself. I'm so sick of, you know, these crazy diets, you know, of eating all fat free or, you know, now I'm going to eat all meat, you know, and do this diet. Now I'm going to do the Mediterranean diet. You know, you have to get to the point where you're just so sick and tired of trying all the things that the world says we should try, and turn to a different source, a different diet, so to speak. Although the soul spirit is, you know, not really a diet. It's just another option, you know. So if you just look at another option, but it's a beautiful option. It's just an amazing, beautiful option. And you deserve to hear from that voice. You deserve to hear that it's okay. You know, you can medicate as much as you need to. I'm here for you and I love you anyway. And you're not doing anything wrong in my mind. You're learning every step of the way. And, you know, you can relax. You can just relax and be yourself. And if this is where you find yourself, this is where you're supposed to be to learn the lessons that you need to learn in this lifetime. So, you know, it's all good. You know, there's nothing bad. And the soul's voice is always like that. You know, the soul's take on things always amazes me, because I'll be getting, you know, judgmental, critical, and I'll hear, no, it's okay. You're doing good. You're doing great. You're okay. You're okay. You know, you're not doing anything wrong. Hang in there. You're doing great. So that's the voice you want to strive for, to listen to every single time. So just make it your rule. If you start to feel bad or if your habits are out of control, you know, listen to that loving voice. And if you can't hear it, surround yourself with it. Surround yourself with people that are loving and kind to you. Listen to tapes, listen to YouTube videos like this one that's going to talk about having compassion for yourself. You know, listen to Eckhart Tolle, listen to Abraham Hicks, you know, listen to the voices that come from spirit that are loving and kind, that are promoting that. You know, try not to listen to voices that are ego driven, you know, that's only going to give your ego more power. So we don't want to give the ego more power. We want to give our soul spirit all the power, because it really is just pure love. And bringing more pure love to this earth within each of us is really what this earth is craving for right now. So do your part and embrace your pure love that lives within you, and then give that out to everybody that you meet. So it sounds simple, and I know that it's not, but I'm here to help you and to remind you every step of your way. So if you have any questions about this, please leave them below. I would love to chat with you. Or you can email me, janismart40@yahoo.com. If you want to email me anything, any questions, I would love to answer questions and help you on your path to go inward so that you could feel this beautiful, beautiful, pure energy that is filled with nothing but love for you. Okay, have a wonderful day. I hope wherever you are that you're cool and going to be doing something fun or something creative, something that is solely, perfectly just you. So enjoy, and we'll talk again soon.